look, it was a great Olympics all around, I think, and personally I learnt a lot myself, and you know, it was a great experience, and given the injury I had this year, I'm happy with where how things worked out, and I'm looking to build on that in the future. Yeah, I think my coach and I know what we need to do for next year. We just need to get a lot of endurance work done over this winter, and you know, like every athlete, we'll need that bit of luck in terms of not getting injured, and hopefully come next year things will work out and I'll be able to give those guys a good shot.
What does it mean to have a lot of friends and family, and I know there's a few here from UCD today as well?
Yeah, it's actually really, really, really nice to come back to such a warm reception here. I don't think many of us expected such a large crowd. It's great to see so many down, and even to see people outside of Dublin that I haven't seen in a while congregating down here. It's just really nice.
I saw a couple of Donegal people around, and they're here from all over the country, as you said. You know, that support, you feel it out in Rio. I suppose you're on and off social media a bit and you see some of it, but you probably don't get a real feel of it until you come home.
No, because I talked to a few athletes before I went out, and they said just enjoy it, because that's one thing they forgot to do when they were on the start line. So when I was walking out to the track, I was just listening out for some Irish support, and I could hear the ole, ole, ole chants. And yeah, it does. It gives you that bit more of adrenaline, and really, really helps you when you're out there.
What were your thoughts on the Olympics for the Irish athletics team overall? I mean, Thomas Barr, an incredible feat for him, and no disgrace finishing fourth. We would have all taken that, and definitely he would, going into these Olympics.
Yeah, like, Tom's performance was an inspiration, I think, to everybody on the athletics team and indeed the whole Irish team. To come back from the injury that he had earlier in the year to do what he did was nothing short of phenomenal, and I think for all of us, this has been pretty much our first Olympics on the track. So, you know, hopefully we can learn from this and go on to do even better things in future games.
And there was great crack around the camp as well, you know, watching Annalise Murphy, the O'Donovan brothers as well. It was a great camaraderie, not just among those involved in individual sports, but that Team Ireland as a whole.
Yeah, there were no real egos on the team. Everyone was really down to earth and easy to get on with, you know. We sat down for dinner with the two O'Donovans the evening after they won their medal, and you'd swear they were just back from a training stint. You know, it was a very down-to-earth atmosphere with them all, and great team to be a part of.
There was a lot of controversy around this Olympics as well. Did you shield yourselves from a lot of that? Was it hard as athletes with a lot going on in the background?
We did. I mean, we trained for so long for this event, and our focus is entirely on that, on our individual events. So we pretty much blanked it out. I certainly did. I didn't think about it. And I think today should be about sharing attention on the guys like Thomas, who did fantastic out there, and save those comments for another day, maybe.
Exactly. And certainly, I suppose, as well, we've a lot to be positive about in terms of building for the future. As I said, your own performance and a lot of the other athletes as well. You know, things are going in the right direction in that regard.
A lot of us will learn a huge amount, because the games are a different experience to World Championships in terms of, you know, you have to surround yourself with athletes from other sports, and there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that's completely different. So I've certainly learned a ton, and you know, I'm looking to build on that.